Giffords visited this morning with other victims of the January 8, 2011 shooting as the community took in the news that she's resigning from her congressional seat this week. After taking some time to thank the community leaders who have helped her during her 5 years in federal office, Giffords went to the Tucson Community Food Bank, a charity she's supported for years. In the days after the shooting a year ago, Giffords' husband, Mark Kelly, asked the public to make donations to the food bank. Last September, the nonprofit opened the Gabrielle Giffords Family Assistance Center, using more than $300,000 the community donated after the shootings. Bill Carnegie is CEO of the food bank.
Gabrielle has had a long relationship with the community food bank. She's donated to us for years. She's been involved with us the entire time she's been in Congress, and we deeply appreciate that relationship.
Giffords staffers and food bank volunteers say it's fitting Giffords' final congressional event was at a place she supported personally and while in office.
We're certainly honored to be known as one of Gabby's favorite charities. She's certainly our favorite member of Congress, and we're going to miss her when she's not our representative.
The crowd of about 75 food bank and Giffords supporters erupted into a cheer when Giffords walked in to see the new center built in her name. But there was also a notable sadness in the room. C.J. Karamarjan is Giffords' former communications director. He's since left the office, but worked for her for nearly 5 years. He says he came to the event because he organized so many press events for her at the food bank that he didn't want to miss the last one.
In a way, it's almost more difficult than a year ago at this time, when Gabby had survived the assassination attempt. She had come out of critical care, and she had been transferred to rehabilitation in Houston.
Karamarjan says it's harder because at the time, there was hope she would be back, even though her recovery was a big unknown.
Now we have a pause. We have a comma in her career. That's the most unsettling part, to know that she won't be coming back anytime soon, at least.
It's a hard transition for some members of the public, too. Julie Evans volunteered on Giffords' 3 congressional campaigns and just wanted to see her before she leaves office.
I'm heartbroken, but I think it's she needs to take care of herself, and I think she'll be back in some capacity in the next year or two.
Giffords' final congressional event will be to attend the State of the Union address tomorrow night in Washington. The food bank visit was her final event in the congressional district. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.